Rundown. Today is December 14th. It is brought to you by DirecTV. We are again at the Oaks and Cokes Bar, live from the Oaks and Cokes Bar. Drink them. DirecTV, $35 a month, introductory offer. Only click on the link, $35 a month. I've said this every time we've done this promo. To me, it's the biggest part. You can cancel anytime. So if you don't like it, you can cancel it. Sign up, $35 a month. $35 a month. You can also add HBO or Cinemax for an extra $5. You get a bazillion channels, 100 channels, 10,000 on-demand channels. So it's a no-brainer. Use DirecTV Now. It's basically digital. Get it on any device. If it's not every device, don't quote me on that, but it's pretty much every device. So DirecTV. Okay, this story, one of those stories will lead off. There's no way to predict this story was happening today. It's just one of those stories. You hear the story and you're still like, that can't be a real story. And it is the Wake Forest radio announcer selling secrets like he's a fucking Russian spy to other teams. I guess Petrino bought him, Louisville, which isn't, I guess, surprising. Petrino will buy anything, I feel like, if you got secrets. But why Wake Forest, of all teams in the world, is selling secrets? How much are these? So I guess he had access to everything. He used to play there. He used to coach there. Now he's the announcer. And he's selling the playbook, I guess.
But you know what this is, Dave.
No, I don't.
And the guy's got to be in, like, the most amount of gambling debt that's ever been. You know what I mean?
That's
like, he's probably so underwater.
What else could it be?
Like, if you and I, if we had secrets, it's like you could sell these and get out from under your bookie, I'd probably sell the secrets.
The only thing I'll say about that is I'm under the impression he was selling them every week. So maybe he's doing the spread then would reflect the stolen secrets. And then 1 week he's like, I'm not going to sell.
Right.
You know what? I think now that I'm thinking about it, I bet against Wake one time.
Yeah, I want my money back.
And they like won. So that could have been. I bet Wake a very strange.
No, you lost on Wake when Glennie Balls fucked us because he was like, my best friend is the fourth string quarterback, which doesn't even exist. And we bet him.
That was NC State.
And we
but
lost.
But that game was close to the spread.
Right.
There was one.
I think we cover that game without the secrets.
No, but. What I'm saying is, if he was consistently selling the secrets, the line would reflect stolen secrets. And then if one day he's like, no secrets, suddenly Wake is 30-point dogs and they play to a tie.
Right.
He had to be instigating the whole thing, too, because people aren't going out there like begging for Wake Forest fucking
Petrino
secrets.
Well, Petrino might. But everyone else.
But everyone else. Like, it's got to be this guy.
Asks everyone in every team he's playing is like, hey, you got any secrets for me? I'll pay.
But Petrino had to be the easiest sale of all time.
Well, and also Petrino's the guy who basically got, like, his staff is the guy who got them this guy caught, right? Because Petrino was just, like, handing out flyers with secrets.
And he made it, like, blatantly obvious. Like, that was the game that Wake Forest, people like, I think Louisville had our playbook. Like, if they knew they were running a quick slant, there was like 11 guys on
the
quick slant.
Do you think Petrino pulled the move too, where he benefited from the secrets and then immediately sold the guy out afterwards so other people?
No, so what happened, the story is that they found in the Louisville locker room, I think, they found like secret plays that Wake Forest hasn't even run before. And they're like, what the fuck? And so, that, I mean, Petrino is, it's like perfect that it's Bobby Petrino.
And by the way, you let me state this clearly. You're doing nothing wrong if you're Bobby Petrino. If somebody approaches you is like, I'll sell you secrets, you're doing a disservice to your team if you're like, I'm not interested in those secrets. Football coaches need every advantage. It's not my fault your fucking guy is in gambling debt up in the booth.
Yes.
I didn't tell him to come sell me secrets.
The only counterpoint is you probably don't need secrets to beat Wake Forest, so the only thing you're doing wrong is like not having a little bit of confidence in yourself.
I don't agree with that because I agree with that.
No, you need every edge.
That's not how football coaches think. Like, he thinks if you have to be, we're playing Alabama every week. If this guy's giving the secrets, I do want to go research, though, their scores.
Yeah.
I bet there's one.
This is like, remember the Jameis Winston theory that was out there?
The comebacks.
Yeah, like the halftime. He was in debt
He'd wait till the second.
I love those. Any of those, I'm like, oh man, where did I get screwed?
It's blue chips.
Yeah.
It's BC basketball.
Right.
There was, I think, a 30 for 30
there
in
was.
BC basketball.
It was good.
I would love to try to fix a game.
I've almost, not close, but I talked to the quarterback of the Lingerie football team in Chicago. In the championship. I don't think you could put enough money down on it to fix it, but we were having discussions.
When Logan Couture was in the office, we were just perusing the lines and they actually had who wins or loses the opening faceoff. You want to talk about getting that? Nobody would ever fucking know on that.
Also, I don't think we
he
can
He didn't
be,
agree to it, just
right.
to be clear.
But yeah,
he's
but
like,
nobody,
he's
just
like,
to
I
be,
could maybe.
It's also not
just
the place
to be extra
for him
clear,
to do it.
Just to be extra clear, I don't think that we can get in trouble because we're admitting that we would point shave if we could. That's double jeopardy.
There's certain things you can do. Like, I went through a phase where I bet the first pitch of every game, ball or strike.
Yeah.
Name an easier thing to fucking rig than that.
Right. Right.
I mean, it doesn't affect anything.
Right.
Get in the mind of a pitcher.
Or first 10 points scored in basketball.
The problem with that shit is, and I said it to Logan, is they put limits, so you can't bet that much.
That was the lingerie football. Yeah, you can't put actual money down.
And then if suddenly you're in Vegas and you're walking to every sports book trying to put 10 G's on Logan Couture missing a face-off.
Red flags.
Yeah, they're like, well, something may be going off. Yeah. It's off the board. Logan Couture is in jail. He didn't agree to it. Stand-up guy.
Good guy.
I won't be able to go through it. See if you see any point spreads. You'd have to go to covers and see
if you see any point spreads
that are abnormal. Because I feel like I bet on them based on something, and then it's like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
And now there's secrets.
Also, just college football. What do you think about your guy, Jive Turkey?
Oh, I love it. So the Jim Harbaugh, the rumors to the Rams, there's no fucking way that's happening. Because he's not leaving until they beat Ohio
Harbaugh's
State.
Right. It's definitely Urban 100%. And Nick Saban being like, oh, Harbaugh's going to the Rams. They're being Jive Turkeys.
And D'Antonio. Those are the three guys he's talking about as spreading rumors. And as he says, those are enemies, or as he calls all his enemies, Jive Turkeys. Which I will now call, like, Cheese Boy, Jive Turkey. Bill Simmons, Jive Turkey. I will only call my enemies, I got lots of them, Jive Turkeys from now on. Great use by my boy Jimmy Harbaugh. Now, here's a hypothetical. What would the president, I love badass rulers. So the president of the Philippines, Duterte, is that his name?
It's like Duterte. It's either Duterte or Duterte. People call it
Duterte.
Different things. You can call him whatever you want.
Whatever. He is basically bragging that he used to go out on his motorcycle, look for trouble. That's his quote. I go looking for trouble and murder people. Now, he was murdering drug lords, I guess. But he just wanted to prove, like, yo, I'll murder people. So what would he do if this is the Wake Forest guy? And A, is there, we need... I feel like Trump would try to murder somebody just for show. Like, he may set it up where the guy's like already maybe dead. It's almost like Gladiator when he fights, you know, Maximus when he's already stabbed. But if Trump knew there was no danger, I think he'd murder somebody to make a statement.
Yeah, definitely. I think he would say that he did at some point. I mean, this guy, I do believe, but it's also pretty, you know, it's a pretty good, if you're going to be like a ruthless fucking leader, you say, yeah, back in the day, I used to kill people. But this guy's wild. He also got in a ton of trouble like 10 or 20 years ago for whatever, he was like the mayor of some province, and there was some chick who got like raped and killed, and he made some joke like, yeah, she was beautiful, their biggest crime was not letting me go first.
Something like that. It's a tough thing
so
to
he's
say
a wild
a country.
He's a wild man. He ran on the campaign of like, he's gonna murder 100,000 criminals and throw them in the bay and stuff, so he's pretty ruthless.
Quick question for you. Did that cause controversy in the Philippines? It did.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they just looked past that.
No, like during his whole presidential campaign, like all this shit came up.
But he still won.
He still won. So, and then afterwards, he like put in place vigilante, like if you think someone's a criminal, you can just kill them.
Which I love that.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, totally fine.
That fucking feels like.
Figure it out after. That like, oops, feels, he wasn't.
That's exactly what they do. They're like, we'll check it out afterwards.
But
like,
do you get punished if you kill a non-criminal?
Like, pretty much no. Like, he's like, well, the person thought he was a criminal. Like, what are you going to do?
See, I have no problem with killing the criminal, but you just, if you are proven wrong, then you get killed.
Yeah, I just don't think they go, like, to great lengths to prove people wrong. They're like,
how many criminals are running around the Philippines?
Well, I mean, this is kind of classic Philippines, though, right? Don't they, like, cut your hand off if you steal, like, a pack of gum?
Yeah, I know. That's, like, Singapore and, like, Dubai and stuff. I don't know if they do that.
Kinda...
If they do that there, then, yeah, I mean.
Hey, listen, the guy's obviously a sociopath, and he's, like, a serial killer. But if you can get on, like, the side of the law where you get to make the laws, like, you kind of have to tip your cap,
yeah,
right?
He also hired a bunch of, like, chicks to get really close to the big drug lords, and then they, like, assassinated him.
Right, so this guy. This guy's so fucked up.
He's like, he's sweet and he's also like kind of.
You know what that is? That's Patriot Games 101. The redhead who's, you know, having sex and then kills.
Right. Guarantee this guy also like does a shitload of like opium and heroin on the side.
Yeah.
That's like classic.
He hates drug dealers.
Yeah. Right. Like the gay, you know, the homophobic guys who then are fucking some dude in a
like the senator that runs against
in an airport bathroom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
I hadn't heard that before, but I really do like that. If you think somebody's a criminal, you can just murder them.
And just figure it out later.
Yeah. The only caveat is I think they gotta add, if you're wrong, then you get killed.
I mean, they might do that. I don't know. I'm not that in depth in it, but yeah, that's like their big thing. Like if you're pretty sure they're a criminal, kill them.
That's great.
I can't fact check you, but I believe you 100%.
Kind of a weird slow day a little bit today, but this guy, this dude really hates Trump, all right? So he hates Trump so much he went to try to frame him for a series. He was a one-man frame killing, not killing, but crime spree. He spray painted on his like car KKK. He blew up his car. He threatened his kids. Then he wrote this huge like thing, how he's been the victim of racism. It just kind of a weird dude.
I think you can get away with it if you don't overdo it. I mean,
he overdid it.
If you're blowing up cars and shit, but if you like do a little bit of like subtle, I'm a victim of racism thing, like that's pretty sensitive. People don't want to touch that. But if you're blowing up cars and fake kidnap, didn't he do a fake kidnapping and everything?
Yeah.
It's a little too much. Yeah. I just think he overdid it.
Kidnapping yourself must be thrilling. Like that's a thrilling thing to do. So I read that whole blog and I was like, yeah, I agree. You can't overdo it. But at the same time, that looked like a pretty jam-packed weekend. You know what I mean?
Non-stop crime. And what do you do when you get caught? It's like you commit a, like, yep, me. Yeah. Like you just raise your hand like you got caught for a hack.
When I was in school, there was a chick who kidnapped herself, Audrey Seeler. And she it was before like the internet kind of was the internet. So it would have gone viral now, but she just kidnapped herself for like 2 days. And then they just found her like behind a building in a tent.
It's like when you're mad at your parents as a kid and you run away like your shed.
Right.
That's essentially what this guy did. I feel like feminists, like the really gross ones, they love pulling like fake crimes on themselves.
But just thinking about kidnapping yourself, it's kind of exciting.
It is. Yeah. Because you've got to stay out of the public eye.
Right.
It's like, you got to eat.
Right.
It's like you're not actually being tortured. You got to kind of beat yourself up.
Right.
Black eye, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Second ad, Montbeau.com. Use the code RUNDOWN, you get 20% off. They're jeans, they're comfortable jeans. Montbeau actually got me back in the jeans game. I had boycott jeans till Montbeau started advertising. Comfortable, they should cost $200 in department store, cost $100. Buy two pairs, if you don't know what size you are, return the one you don't like. Montbeau.com, check it out. Use the code RUNDOWN, you get 20% off. Comfortable stuff, comfortable clothes, comfortable jeans. If you're looking for jeans, not too late for Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it may be. So Montbeau.com, back to the rundown. So this video, Comcast, it's a storm. I'm not sure where it is. It's a winter storm, and Comcast truck is like parked on the side, kind of underneath a hill, fixing the wires or the weather. They are strategically placed on like kind of an icy slick, so everyone is just crashing. And there's a guy screaming at them, being like, you're causing all these crashes, people can't see you, put more cones out. The Comcast guys are basically, we have jobs to do. At one point, one Comcast truck leaves, and another one comes in, takes his place, and then there's like another humongous crash. The guy is freaking out.
Slow down. Here goes.
Come on, man.
Hey, seriously, get a cone down here or something, all right?
Your guys caused...
No, we don't cause anything.
Yeah.
No, that car up there did. See where they want to hit the power supply?
Well, we
got to fix it. There was five cones.
I'm going to be honest. I am so torn on this.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you why I'm torn.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have cable and they have to fix this, I don't care how many people die or how many people crash. The cable takes priority. And I'm not just saying that. I would reverse it. Like if I'm not involved,
yeah,
I'd be willing. Like if you're like one day, this could be you. You have to risk dying in a crash. I'd rather be dead than not have cable during a storm.
Agreed. I'm also torn on it. One, because I kind of like that Comcast are just like the biggest dickheads in the world and they own it. Those guys owned it.
Oh,
like, we're assholes. You have to at least respect that a little bit. They do that with everyone. They do it with all their customers. And then two, I'm convinced that if this guy goes up and asks nicely without a camera, it probably resolves it. So any asshole that's like doing the gotcha, I'm going to film everyone thing, like... I would probably have the same reaction too. Like, go fuck yourself, man. I'm doing a job.
Do you think at any level the Comcast employees are like, oh shit, there's he was trying to make a point and then someone just crashed. He's
no,
like, I told you.
No, because I think like it's an order from like up high that like you work for Comcast, you can be a dick to everyone.
Riggs?
Yeah, and as soon as it started too, like you immediately just hate each other. Like both sides hate each other. Like when a car and people were crossing the street, crosswalk, those two people hate each other. The Comcast people and the guys video them hate each other. And the guy had a great line where he was like, well, people shouldn't be flying through here. And people were literally driving like 1 mile an hour.
Yeah.
And it's skidding down.
Yeah, the math. It's 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, one cone.
That was incredible because then they cut the cars literally like crawling just running in. So, I mean, yeah, the guy's pissed. It's hard, but you got to have cable. It's up there with like electric and gas. You got to have that
cable.
Chip. Totally. You got to have it.
When you lose cable,
Even for a second.
The world stops. Like, I drop everything I'm doing and will not, I won't eat. I won't do anything. I would die. If my cable's not fixed, Dave does not exist.
Yeah, the guy almost gets like a bubble. Like, if I would have bumped into him and like, sorry, like, keep doing your shit.
You remember there was like a game, I think it was the Eagles versus the Saints in a playoff game, and like the feed got fucked up for like a quarter. Do you remember this? This was like 3-4 years ago.
No, but
like I forget.
National feed?
Yeah, the national feed. Like, I forget a lot of things. I still remember that moment because it was like 15 minutes where I couldn't watch football.
It's like the Heidi game that we weren't around for, but there's that game they switched at the end.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, you need, listen. Yeah,
those are the things that stick with you.
And cable and internet are bundled together now. If you don't have, I mean, you're fucked. You got to have.
You're fucked.
Last one that we got today, Scott Hall, NWO. He sent out like a picture of his Christmas tree, and there's just a porno it on the TV, which is clearly in sight of the tree. If it's not Scott Hall, who's mentally like so fucked up and just out of it, it was so blatant that it's clearly fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like when people are selling shit on eBay, that's the move. Put like, oh, fake nudity, it goes viral, somebody buys your shit. Scott Hall is probably a handful of people on this earth where there's no way to think that was set up, which made it so fucking perfect that Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, the bad guy, just a gross porn too. The chick's tits were like
the porn
so
he watches.
Fake.
Yeah, right. It might even be his porn. That might be a homemade porn.
It was so Scott Hall porn. It may have been just kind of a perfect picture, just a throwback from the bad guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was shocked that he actually even deleted it, because it's like
he did delete it.
Yeah, when I went on his gram, I didn't see it. Maybe it was from further back, because it must have been very recent. I didn't see it on there, so I assume he deleted it. But it was like, I imagine he posted it, might have even seen that the porn was in the picture and was like, whatever.
Oh, he knew it was there. I mean, he probably had his dick in his hand.
Yeah,
but Scott Hall just being alive, like, that's what we, like, anything else he does is gravy at this point. And he also,
the tree
he should be dead,
yeah,
right?
The tree, like, I don't know what, if he used a filter, it was dang.
It was,
His apartment would remind me of, like, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of,
But he also, like, the fact that Scott Hall is still alive just proves that bad times, you know, don't last, bad guys do.
Yeah.
He is living proof of it.
Like, that picture's like a big win, the fact that
he should be dead. He, like, think of all the wrestlers, think of all the things they've done. Have you seen, like, I've seen videos of him just looking awful, but he's still alive. Bad guys last.
And years ago.
Yeah.
Like, basically a death's doorstep.
Right. Did you also...
it is a huge win.
One other wrestling thing. Did you see that Trump, I guess it was like, it was going viral that Trump had to call Triple H to ask if Vince McMahon was really dead in the limo stunt.
Yeah.
But like, that's like, everyone's like, God, Trump's so stupid. Like, I thought Vince was dead too.
Like, they sold that hard.
Yeah, if Chris Benoit doesn't, you know, go crazy and kill himself and his family, like, we all would have thought Vince was dead for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So, I got Trump's back on that one.
True. That's the rundown. Do we have anything post?
Shout out, new scooter. Got two scooters.
Oh, yeah, new scooter.
Yep, Randy, rest in peace.
You didn't
scooter.
Notice. You weren't here today. I think a lot of people are following the Pardon My Take lead, which you guys work super late, so you show.
Yeah.
Not everybody works those hours,
right,
but they're starting to think, I think we start at noon. A lot of people late to the office. Riggs, you freak because you're like,
yeah, you're a little
like
angry.
Breaking
you're,
news on Sirius.
I came in hot this morning.
I was a little shocked with how you spoke to Dave.
Erica was next to me.
I'll be honest. I watched it back. I probably overreacted a little bit.
You're like, there's people dying in Syria.
I mean, you come in and it's like pretty, like, what the fuck's going on here? That never happens. But it is true. I wasn't lying. I will say somebody had a really good tweet at me where they were like, yo, Riggs, like, really appreciate you firing back at Dave. Also, good thing you actually had a blog in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Which is a good
point. Which a lot of people didn't. So just going down the answers, Nate, Double Bling Nate is still on a high.
Okay, yeah,
because
I was
going to
say, Nate is like, this is post-championship Nate. He's going to... He's you can't expect anything from Nate for a couple months.
Strutting around
probably.
Like he's the cock of the walk. Feidelberg said nothing. Spag said he was buying shoes.
That was a cocky move.
You're buying shoes. What other answers? Who else was in? Caleb was so late, I stopped
he
doing the game.
He outlated me. There were a couple people that came in like even after that.
I was like, well, how long are we going to sit at this thing, just wait for it? So, yeah, just in that. Now I always get this. I'm getting a million tweets like, or emails, all your fault, you're the worst environment, I'll work my dick off, I'll be like fucking young.
Yeah, this is when the stoolies then use it to be like, oh, this guy sucks, let's fire him.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There's and the they combo.
They don't realize that, like, the only way to make sure that you never get hired at Barstool is emailing Dave bashing one of us.
It's yeah. true.
Seriously, the they only
it's, it's amazing how many people are wrong on that. Like, right. they think they need to lead
like,
with
the
bash.
You are loyal. Yeah. Like, you will bash us, but if anyone else outside right. bashes it's us, true. You're like, you're an asshole.
True. It's a not the best way to start emails, which is a lot like fucking Nate's a creepy little weird fuck. He doesn't belong there. It's like, I can call Nate a weird, creepy little fuck, but you can't. And he's not now because he's double bling Nate.
Yeah.
Although if he shows if he just keeps showing up at noon, it's like refusing to even give you any
but
information.
But in Nate's defense, like, you gotta expect him to show up at noon for at least the rest of the year.
Do you think Nate jerked off last night to that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Had to.
Yes. He jerked off to the memory of it. He pulled up.
He's saying no.
Awesome
I find
porn,
that fucking hard to believe.
Yeah, Nate, come on.
That's a quiet that, no over there.
He's like, super quiet.
He's like,
he knows he's not getting up to defend himself. So that's, yeah.
I'd say that's one of the all-time lies that we've been told that he didn't jerk off. To
he didn't go home and pull
I
up.
I mean, by the way, it's not bad because I'm sure Asa would want it.
Yeah.
Would you?
Asa, did you jerk off to Nate last night?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Nate.
But I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Oh!
And on that note, we'll call
yeah,
it
now
a
Nate,
now.
We can't let Nate get... Yeah.
But that's a lie, Nate.
Yeah.
Not a lie. Yeah, sure.
Shout out Randy. Thanks to the scooter. He's dead, but appreciate it.